Stretch for a moment. Walking meditation, but with a little pause. The task is a Satipatthana task, foundations of mindfulness task. One way, just in a nutshell, these Satipatthanas, these foundations or establishments of mindfulness, is another translation, maybe a better one, can be understood as an orientation, not just as a method, but actually as an orientation. Meaning, every event in your experience has all these four dimensions the Satipatthana teachings speak of. And the task would be that you identify these four dimensions very, very clearly in your experience. One dimension is bodily. It's about somatic experience. That's sensation. That's what you feel. Then there is another dimension that is about pleasure and displeasure. Things that you find pleasing and likable, and things that you find displeasing and unlikable. The technical term for this would be hedonic, connected with pleasure. The things that are connected with pleasure could be mental, i.e. they come out of your mind, or they could come out of your senses straight away. So sounds, or sights, or smells, or tastes, touch qualities. That would be the second dimension. Third dimension would be mood, would be your affective state, the degree of happiness or sadness, which is different from pleasant or unpleasant. The climate of your mind, that would be the third dimension. Distracted or contracted, is it still, or is it noisy? And the fourth one would be what you think. It's the storyline, the comment, it's the narrative. Those four dimensions take place any moment of our experience. So when you go walking now for half an hour, I'd like you to use this as if you would use your remote on the TV. Just switch channels. Say, okay, body channel, what's going on there? I want to know what's going on. Right now, I'm interested in body channel. So you do a few minutes body channel. Then you want to know what is pleasing and what is not pleasing. You do a moment of just checking. Everything that happens has an oath, pleasing or not pleasing. Some of them may be neutral, but the majority of them are fairly clearly pleasant or unpleasant. So you want to note that it is pleasant or unpleasant, irrespective of what it is. Sound, do I like this? Yeah, kind of like it. Maybe not dramatically, but it's definitely more pleasant than unpleasant. So, what my knee feels, is this pleasant or unpleasant? Yeah, it's kind of solid, it's kind of warm, it's kind of, pleasant. Thinking of Peter, no, definitely unpleasant. Don't like Peter. Oh, Peter money. Peter was nasty to me yesterday. So, Peter, not nice. This kind of thing. You're staying on that channel, pleasant, not pleasant. And just look at your experience from that vantage point. Then you kind of sample your mood. What is this? Is this a good mood? Is this a bad mood? Is this an expansive mood? Is this a grumpy mood? Is this a scattered mood? Is this a concentrated mind? This kind of thing. You do a moment of this. And then you go to the next channel and say, what's happening in channel 4? What is the storyline there? What does it keep repeating? Maybe there's one thought that keeps going on. Maybe there's many thoughts. maybe this is a thought about me, maybe this is a thought about somebody else. So you acknowledge, just for a few minutes, storylines that go on in your head. You don't follow the storylines, you acknowledge them. That's different. It's, you know, thinking is thought is one thing, acknowledging the experience of thinking is another thing. These are two different things. So I'd like you to experiment for half an hour with these four different dimensions in your experience. Body, what's happening there? And you try to be straight and practice 5 minutes of just being with the body. What my knee feels, what my hips feel, what my soles feel, what my face feels, this kind of thing. You try to get as much body experiences as you can get hold of. The variety. You want a good sample of body experience. And then you want the same story. You want a variety of your pleasant, unpleasant experience. A sound, a sensation, a breath, a thought that pops up. You investigate the nature of pleasant and unpleasant in everything that you experience. Then you sample moods. Are there things that make your mood change? If I ring the bell, does this change your mood? If you put on your shoes and walk out there, does this give you a mood? If you see that your little patch of walking meditation path is in the sun, does this do something to your mood? Before you get there, you find out somebody else just got there. Yeah. Does this change your mood? Yeah. So investigate the effect the events of your experience have on mood, on climate of mind, on the inner weather. And you pay close attention for a few minutes, changes in the weather there. And then for this one you have to be most particularly careful. You investigate the stories. So you're trying to see the stories from a distance. One way you can do this is think of an aquarium with fishes in it. And you want to see your thoughts like you see the fishes in the aquarium. You don't follow the fishes, but you see, oh, there's big fishes, there's small fishes, they're very nice to each other, they're nasty to each other. They're moving slow and peacefully, or they're moving fast. So you're trying to actually see the thoughts rather than think the thoughts. Yeah? You want to have a good, sober look at them. You don't believe the thoughts, you don't battle them, you don't follow them, you don't try to push them away. You just see them like you see fishes in an aquarium. Say, oh, this is a big sort of carp thought here. Yeah? This is more sort of a well-fed catfish thought. This is a more sort of a barracuda thought. Yeah? You kind of try to look at how they move. You look at how they behave rather than believing them or running after them or trying not to have them or investigate. You don't investigate them. You just look at them. See this? Does that make sense? So, four dimensions of experience, half an hour. Somebody ringing a bell at 10 past 3. Good. We're back in here 4 to past. Thank you.